There's no business like Tro, business like no business we know. Everything about the show's appealing. Listen and enjoy this blissful feeling. Nowhere could you get so much information than if you were standing on Miracle Mile. There's no business like Tro business. Now, on to our show.
And welcome our host, man with a face for radio, Mark Trowbridge.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of TroBiz. We are once again coming to you through our Zoom application as we are being socially distant, but still socially connected, and just really excited to be hosting our podcast, especially today. We have an amazing guest who is joining us, who's not only a wonderful entrepreneur and leader in our community, but a friend. And so I think during these times of not being able to see each other in person and hug and do what we do as Miamians and Coral Gableites, it's really great to be here on camera. And so I'm going to introduce Violet in just a few moments, but I thought I would start where we typically start, and that is, once again, I'm completely enamored with our theme song. I want to thank Sarah Articona for recording that with me a few months ago. We miss her. Haven't been able to see her in person in a few weeks, but that too will pass, and we'll all once again, I think, maybe in a different format, in a different way, but still be very much in each other's personal space. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll start with our Tro lines for today. And of course, as you might imagine, almost all of these relate to the COVID-19 crisis that's happening in our country. But at the national level, I think most of you, especially those in business, are becoming familiarized with the CARES Act and the Paycheck Protection Program. That opens today. So critically important on two fronts. One, that you go to treasury.gov and begin that process. Some of you may want to work directly through your local banks, especially if they are SBA approved lenders. That's going to be critically important. We're doing the same, and we're encouraging all of our businesses to do that. As you know, the goal is to keep people on the payroll and employed. And if you're able to do that, you can get up to a 100% forgiveness on that loan. It will turn into a grant. Right now, that loan is running at a 1% interest, but it is fluctuating, so keep an eye on that. At the state level, well, unemployment claims have skyrocketed this week, almost 230,000 new applications. And I know folks are frustrated because the system is overloaded. And so we have heard from the DEO, the Department of Economic Opportunity, that folks are going to be able to do paper applications, not just online or via phone, because the system is very overloaded. So lay that against last week and the fact that 6.6 million Americans applied in their states. We are absolutely in a crisis. Just less than a month ago, unemployment in Miami-Dade County was at 1.8%. So just let that sink in for a brief moment. Regionally, I think you all know that the governor has focused heavily on Southeast Florida with regard to new cases and continuing positive cases related to coronavirus, and so has issued a stay-at-home order. And so we're encouraging all of you that are not in essential businesses to do that. Make good decisions, be healthy, and be healthy with those around you, especially family and friends and neighbors. At the county level, well, we are working with our local chambers of commerce. I chair that group through the coalition, and so we've had a call this week to see what each of us are doing to stay connected and supportive of our members and stakeholders and partners, and it's challenging. We actually have a fellow chamber whose executive director and one of their staff has become positive with coronavirus. So they are in our thoughts and prayers as well, because this is a very busy time where we're trying to spotlight our members and leverage our membership and work closely with all of these resources to get that information out to you. And let me tell you, locally, we are so proud of our restaurants. This has been incredibly difficult on them. They were asked in about a 24 to 36 hour period to completely change their business models. And in doing so, move completely to online platforms, delivery and or pickup. And so I know the city's worked hard to create curbside options, but for most of these businesses, delivery was only 10-15% of their business model. And so it's been tough. So please continue to support them. I know many of you, get a little bit nervous, but I think all of our food service folks are taking very good precautions in terms of cleanliness and sanitariness. And then when you bring those items into your home, you know, do the same thing. Unpack them, throw away all the packing, plate the items, and then be sure to wash your hands very carefully before you touch the food, or do like I do where I'm like constantly touching my face. I don't know what it is, but it's like I can't get enough. It's ridiculous. So at the end of the day, I want to throw out a special shout out to Nick Sharp and the good folks at Throughful. Not only are they doing their delivery and pickup, but they put together a grocery store and commissary, and they are selling a little bit of everything, which is unbelievably incredible. And so I'm just super proud of the work that that he's doing. Go online to their website. You can get eggs. I think at one point he had like 21,000 eggs. Oh, my goodness. That's a really big omelet. But when all is said and done, all of us working together, helping one another is going to be incredibly important. So that is the story and the headlines. I will tell you this. We're looking for some good news. So the good news is coming in the forms of the generosity that people are showing to one another, especially our friends at the Miami Marlins. They're covering, their employees who would have been selling hot dogs and peanuts and popcorn right now. But we have delayed, obviously, the season. So thank you to our Miami Marlins friends for that. So with that, I'm going to turn it over now to our featured guest, and I'm so honored and pleased to welcome Violet De Ayala. She is a serial entrepreneur and the founder of Femme City. So let's say welcome, Violet.
Hello, Mark. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me. You know, I adore you.
Well, I appreciate that. I adore you too. And most importantly, I love seeing your face.
Aw, I love seeing your face too.
You look good. You look healthy. You don't look like any real chaos is taking you over. I've been talking to some friends of mine who are married or in relationships, and the space kind of closes in on them a little bit, right?
It can. We have a full house these days. So all of the children came back. We had one that was in Florence. We had to evacuate her. Yes. And then the other one in Berlin, flew him in. And then Steve was working in New York City, so had to fly everyone back in. And but luckily, since we live in the Gables, we have lots of exterior spaces. So it's been, it's actually been enjoyable, stressful, because we're still working tremendous amount of hours. I think like everybody else, right? Trying to figure out the new norm and trying to organize yourself and move completely online. So it's been, but it's, we're all very funny. Everyone in our family is hilarious. So it's like a whole sitcom. It's like an ongoing sitcom.
I was going to say, my opening salvo was just a, so how are you? But I feel like I kind of know how you're doing, because you are very present in the social media space. When I need a moment of levity, you have the strong, I say this without any reservation, you have the strongest meme game in the biz. And I wish I had some type of trophy. About all I can give you is the last thing of hand sanitizer I found today. Yeah, it's a Bath and Body Works. And this is, by the way, black raspberry vanilla.
Nice.
So not only can you sanitize yourself, but you could probably use it for nourishment.
Probably. But a little vodka in there too.
So you're telling me you have five folks at home?
We have five at home. Yeah. So we have all the kids are home. Yep. We have a 13-year-old as well. She's been doing online distance learning. And then NYU also moved to an online platform.
Okay.
And then our oldest one, Christoph, who works at a university in Berlin, he's actually able to work online as well. And then Steve. So we're all on Zoom all day long.
And then just the husband, Steven. Just no big deal.
And then just him. Yeah. So, but it's been like we all have a designated classroom. So a classroom's office workspace. So thank the heavens we moved to the Gables and we purchased a house that fits us all during this time, because we were living in a 1,300 square foot townhouse in Key Biscayne. Yes. We would have that we would have made headlines over like drama and drinking
tragic
all day.
Mama news.
Wakes up. Exactly. Violence oh shots again. My memes would have been replaced with like a live TV of me just drinking all day.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that Christoph made it home, because I guess I was thinking that he would have still been in Germany. So you got him home before kind of all hell broke loose and getting people to be able to fly back and forth easily.
That was even a very stressful, he had already, we were going to come back for spring break. We had him coming back for about 3 weeks and they canceled his flight and then they canceled it again. Talk about being patient. I had to stay on the line with United Airlines for forever, but they were so helpful and they were able to rearrange things. And so we got him here. We don't know now how he'll get back, but we're just being present and enjoying the moments. And he's a really good cook. So I've been eating more than ever. I don't cook. I don't cook. I cook like chocolates and I make salads, and that's like pretty much it. So these kids have been baking all day. So I had like cheesecake for breakfast. It's like,
Hello. I'd like to just pull up in your driveway. Maybe you could do like they used to do, where you could roller skate out to the car, and I would eat cheesecake breakfast, lunch, and
with a little tray.
Oh yes.
Yeah. We could have like a little string, and I could put the little items in there and like string it over, so I don't even touch it. And then you could spray it with Lysol and then get it into your car on Alhambra. You I have not, the business already created.
You are not short on imagination, my friend.
No.
So, you know, I was thinking about our chat this morning, yesterday, and I was thinking about the fact that, you know, we've all moved very quickly to a virtual space, which in one hand is obviously incredibly important right now with people being remote and somewhat isolated and disconnected. But the other piece is, I think we're also learning that this is a platform that's been around for a while. I feel like you're one of the early adopters of doing things virtually. You obviously did that when you started with Femfessionals and then moved to Fem City, but you've been in the virtual space. And before we went on air, you talked a little bit about that you're on Zoom calls all day long. But I think you were doing that before the rest of us discovered this little gem of a platform.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I can't take the credit for that, because really in 2009 or 2010, Google used to host classes for our members. They had reached out to us and said, we want to go ahead and start teaching classes to help women entrepreneurs and small business owners get their space created on Google, whether it's creating a business listing or using Google Hangouts, or even at the time Google Circles was kind of new, and even SEO. So Google actually started helping us with the online education piece for Fem City. And that really pivoted us into creating more and more online classes for our members, where, you know, how to create a Shopify account, how to create an Etsy account, how to, you know, generate revenue through Instagram stories, all these kind of content requests started coming in. So really, I think it was more that came to us, and then I just kind of went with it. But yeah, we've been on Zoom and online distance learning, as they call it now. We've been doing that for many, many years, because our members are across the world, and they, you know, small business owners, everything moves really fast. And we didn't all go to, you know, MBA school at Wharton. We didn't, you know, all these things are just kind of new, and it changes every day. So it was important for us from many years ago.
It fascinates me, because you're talking about a platform that we're all sort of acting as like suddenly in vogue or suddenly new. And you're talking about more than a decade ago.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But you raise a very important point. And, you know, we have a wonderful cross-section of women owners, women leaders, women business folk in our chamber who are very engaged. And you've been really working in that space for a long time. And, you know, maybe you could share with us a little bit of what you have seen just in the terms of the evolution of women in leadership roles over the last, you know, decade plus, that Fem City has really been engaged with them and empowering them.
Yeah, I think what we've seen is, you know, when we first started Femfessionals and then we changed it to Fem City, the energy was a little bit more open. I trademarked both of those names, but Fem City was more welcoming for those that were not in business yet. And what we saw at the beginning was we were getting members that were already in the throes of a thriving small business. And as the years have gone on, we saw more and more women realizing it was either in their early 20s after college, their mid 40s, and over the age of 65. So there were three groups that started to really come to us and say, you know what, I don't want to work for a corporation, or I'm done working in this role. I'm in my mid 40s. I want to change. Or over 65, saying, you know what, I've been doing this whatever my entire life. I'm so ready to finally design the jewelry I wanted to, or open up that boutique or that restaurant. And so we started really creating more and more content to help those to step into that place. At the end of the day, my goal in life is to get as many people to start small businesses. I feel like that's the true way of creating wealth, also creating flexibility, balance in your life, ownership, and the ability to scale also to a larger extent of how you want to serve the world. So that has been growing. And I think now, especially when we're going through this COVID-19, that conversation is coming up more and more, you know, how important small businesses are in this world, how many of us are involved in small businesses, whether you're an independent contractor or you're someone who just started a new business. That conversation, I even though it's a grim discussion that's going on, I enjoy seeing that there's more unity and there's more discussion about the importance of being a small business owner and how it plays in the overall global scale.
So one of the things you talk about was unity. And I think, again, that's a hallmark. I think, especially what I see in our chamber, women working together, women supporting one another, lifting each other up. Is that something that's always been sort of a hallmark of the women you've worked with through Femme City all of these years?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even now, like, we have a Facebook group for members only, and you can see them. I need help with this. I'm creating my website. Who can give me feedback? Who can, you know, even we do like these threads of like liking each other on Instagram so that we can help each other grow that following. So there's definitely been a sense of more of a profound community and unity where we're all really like more sensitive to helping each other in the small ways. I know that we can't all purchase items from one another, but we can do those smaller things like sharing content, liking, commenting, referring business to one another, helping with feedback, support. Oh, I know how to do, you know, create an online e-commerce for Squarespace. I can help you. So we're seeing a lot more of that because I think we're in that situation where we realize as we help others, they help us as well.
I'm fascinated because even when I look at the last 14 or so years that I've been here at the chamber, we've had a very active women's group. They do a monthly luncheon. You've been a guest of ours. Mm-hmm. And we have learned over the years that, you know, women love to fellowship with one another. This is a hard time, I would assume, for folks who have that natural extroversion and the way people build business. But we always added extra networking time to the women's lunch because the women wanted more time, up to 45 minutes to be together and talk and connect. And then I would see that move as the social media, especially Instagram, has risen. I would see that their relationships went beyond the 9 to 5. And part of me was like, that's amazing that maybe that incubated in an organization like a chamber or with your group at Femme City. There's a little bit of pride that comes from that, that people have also found very profoundly deep personal relationships too.
Right. That's beautiful. And humans do business with humans they love. So that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Exactly. Right.
Love
here.
And adore. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, I was joking about a little bit before was, you know, everybody being at home and being in that space. You know, I imagine that in some of those chat threads, people are, they're frustrated. Maybe they're frightened. Maybe they're, I've had enough. Like you joked, you found sort of 5 locations in the house for everybody to kind of have their office or their privacy. But that's hard because even though you can go outside for a little bit or maybe, you know, take a walk, you're really in each other's space. And I don't know, the last time Christoph was home for an extended period of time, and he's now a man, you know?
Right.
So
yeah. What's been funny is usually they would be out, right? So even during Christmas break, when they come home, they were out with their friends. So this is the first time and ever that we've all been like together. So, and again, luckily everyone's very, they have every member of the family. It's like a comedy show all the time. So that's great. Thank God that we have humor to go by this, you know, like, it makes it light, you know, it's, at least today.
And then how are you? Okay. Well, you know, it's still early too. We were on a call yesterday with one of our committees, just doing a check-in. And, I just have a strong belief that being, like I said before, looking at each other, we can really, you know, be at least present, in a, you know, non-isolating way. But her son had just gotten up. I think he's probably like 15, 14. And I don't think he realized that, you know, he like steps into the shot and the hair is like, oh my God. So all of a sudden I'm like, oh wow. And he's like hearing a voice type of thing. And, you know, my dog is really tired of me at this point. I'll be honest with you. He's like, I haven't seen you this much in 11 years that I've lived with you. So I'm trying to give him, you know, a wide berth, you know.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of
space for that one.
But, right.
And how are you keeping that big smile on your face? Because I'm drawing energy from you because of your positivity. And I know you work from home. You don't usually work on Friday. So thank you for making time for us, but you've got a full house. I mean, your daughter's super active. I know she's big into crew. And so everybody right now isn't in their normal routine. So you're having to manage that too.
Yeah, managing. I think the biggest thing, and I've been sharing that a lot this week, is that when your mind starts going into a fearful space, right? When you turn on MSNBC and you watch, like, you know, what's going on, you know, I limit myself from watching that. I know it's grim. I know it's bad. But I revert back to, how can I help others? And when we start thinking about others and the services we can provide to them, it actually elevates our happiness level. It also makes us feel purposeful, and it makes us feel like we have some sort of control in this. I think the anxiety also comes that we feel out of control, right? We're not in control of this. This just happened to us. You know, we feel cheated. But if you just take that energy and focus it on others, as you have done, helping small businesses, I mean, it helps you to feel connected to others and that you have a part in making the world a better place, especially during times like this.
And I think, you know, we try to be in that space on a regular basis. It's not always as altruistic as I think you might describe it, but these are moments where I think people rise to the occasion. I think, you know, for us here, we want to be present for our members, many of whom we really haven't heard from. They may reach out, or we know that they're, you know, taking advantage of some of the resources that we've sent their way. You know, we mostly are hearing from the restaurants, as you might imagine. Mm-hmm, they are dealing with immediate crisis. Right. I would say the hotels, you know, I had a long talk with Wendy Kalergis last night from the Hotel Association. And obviously, you know, they, for the most part, are shuttered and have laid off, you know, huge swaths of people. But my call to her was really just to see how she was. And she was very candid about how she was doing. And but the best part was just, I think we're always looking for a genuine lifeline like that. And I think you've done that for a lot of people for a long time. I mean, I joked with you a little bit in the past that, you know, the idea of doing a podcast really grew out of a conversation you and I had at lunch where you're like, Mark, it's really not that hard. I'm like, oh my God, it seems so intimidating and so intense. But much like you have done with your virtual work, you've really been in this space for a while. And so, you know, thank you, because you gave me a lot of confidence. But what brought you to this sort of medium initially? Was it just something that was available, or you saw a real opportunity?
Yeah. So a combination. I mean, I always, you know, people are like, Miley, you're so brilliant that you were able to launch Fem City in 120 or 130 locations. And the reality is, Mark, is that I just listen to what people want, and then I step into that place. And that's what really pulled us there. So it wasn't like I was this iconic visionary. I really just was like, okay, how can I be of service to 120 chapters in the US and Canada? And really, it's Zoom that made it so that I could actually connect. I mean, yesterday we launched in South Bend, Indiana, and I was able to be there with them. It was like so cool, you know?
Have you ever been to South Bend?
No. I lived in Chicago for a little bit of time, but I have not been to South Bend. But it was just amazing to be there. And I want to go back to something that you mentioned and just kind of put an exclamation point on that, is that during these times, people sent my members, and I'm sure some of your members, as you just mentioned, pull away and they kind of don't know, they feel like since they can't see each other face to face at a chamber luncheon, that they pull away. But really, this is the time to step forward. If you're listening to this, this is the time to step forward and take up all those invitations that you get for Zoom and for networking and for, like, we're doing a dance party for my birthday. Like, step into that place. I know it's scary that you don't know how to utilize Zoom, but it's really easy. We did a tutorial on how to log into a Zoom, how to create a Zoom account, but it really does make you feel that you're connected to other humans. And now more than ever, you really need to step into that place to feel other humans around you. So I encourage you, invite you to as you see invitations come through and Facebook Lives and all these other things, like, show up, because you need that in your life. Don't step forward and be shy. You know, everyone needs you. We all need to make sure that we're good and stay connected.
I think that's a great, not only observation, but also recommendation, because when we started about two and a half weeks ago of looking at all of our programming for the end of March and then obviously into April and even beginning of May, the conversation I had with our team was, you know, what is translatable? And what I have learned is you can almost do anything in the Zoom space. You just have to have a little bit of creativity and you have to not be self-conscious in any way. And so, you know, I would say, whether we did a committee meeting where most everybody was just telling us how they were doing, or a young professional's happy hour that for the most part, people were just kind of just being goofy and letting them be their authentic selves in that moment. I think for many of them, they were so desirous of that. And I do, you know, listen, all jokes aside about our friends in South Bend, I'm a boy that grew up in Ohio, right on the Indiana border. You know, Midwestern values, I think, translate very well to this virtual environment, because Midwesterners aren't by nature huggy, kissy people. But we in Miami, which is one of the reasons I think coronavirus got a little bit of a boost, was, you know, we're always in each other's space and we adore that. I see it in the chamber. I see it in our friendships. I see it with us. It's like when you haven't seen somebody, you just want to be in their aura. And then I hear Dr. Fauci talking last night. By the way, major crush on that guy, right?
I was going to ask you.
Oh my gosh. It's like my it's like my man crush with Mitchell Kaplan. Like, it's all about intellect and presence. But he tells a story about, well, you know, we're learning about this virus every day, and now we don't think it's just coughing and sneezing. We think it's just talking. And I'm like, talking? All I do is talk with people. All I've ever done. So, you know, for Midwesterners, I bet you the good folks of South Bend were thrilled to see you and that you went forward with launching the chapter there, even in this moment, because I think we're all striving for a little bit of normalcy. Even though nothing looks normal, this does not look normal. Although we're trying to normalize it, you know, having a full house for you, not the normal way of things. You're like, wait a minute, we got you guys out. What's happening here? So, but I love that.
I was going to say, we were supposed to launch 5 or 6 locations during this time, and they reached out to us and said, should we put it on pause? And I was like, absolutely not. Like, humans need humans now more than ever. And if it's in a digital space, I mean, Mark, I adore you and you adore me and we're great friends. And I would rather us be sitting next to each other, but this is awesome. You know what I mean? Like, this is amazing. And, and of course we support our friendship through memes on Instagram, but you know,
I'm going to close with that, but not yet. I want to talk about the new book, The Self-Guided Guru. It's doing very well. You've talked about it in various platforms. I watched a video when you talked to our junior league chapter here a couple of weeks ago when we were still hanging out. And I thought to myself, you know, first of all, when do you find the time? Because you're doing a million things. And what gives you the confidence to do that? Because I think for a lot of people to sit down and say, okay, I have an idea or I have a lot of ideas, but that's hard to translate into sometimes the written page and the published page.
Yeah. So it's interesting, the journey of that book. So many years ago, people started saying, you should write a book. You should write a book. You should write a business book, Violet. There are no, there's a lack of business books written by women. So I drafted a business book and I read it and I was like, God, that is so boring. It's like, I cannot send it out. So then they were like, you should write a story about your life. You know, like I have all these stories and these moments in my life where I've pivoted and I've shifted and I've up-leveled. So then I wrote that version. And then again, I read it and I was like, oh gosh, like, I was like, I can't. So one day I was like, you know what? I have a goal to finish it by last year and have it published. And I sat and I just wrote The Way I Speak, which has, I'm more of a spiritual writer and connective. Like I enjoy that kind of flair. And that's how I normally speak anyway. And I wrote it. I wrote 10 chapters. I was like, I just want to capture the 10 top lessons that I've learned. And I sent it out and I was like, you know what? If it does well and one person reads it, that's fine by me. I said what I was going to do. I'm a believer that when people ask of you, that you deliver in service of others. And so I did. And then it made it into bestseller, not only in the United States, but in Canada. It's still doing really well. I'm doing now, because of COVID, I'm doing a free book club, and I'm also giving the book for free in the book club. I have it as a PDF. It's not the fanciest, but but it's there, because also, you know, I went to Amazon and I asked, I had it lowered. The lowest price you could price it is at $2.99. because I want to make sure that everyone can access it now. And if you can't, I do have it for free in this Facebook group so that you can take part of our virtual book club, which we do every Sunday at 10 a.m. And it's been really nice, you know, having the week kind of start off on Sundays with people that want to do a little bit of spirituality and a little conversation about how we become better humans.
And again, another conduit that you previously created, but now I think are augmenting, of connecting people. I mean, obviously there are ways to do that, that, you know, we're more familiar with, but the fact that you can start your week, you know, and Sunday's a day, I think, for a lot of people anyway, where they're reflective,
right,
or spiritually engaged. I think that's absolutely beautiful. Well, we're thank super you. Proud of you. I think that's awesome. Where are the other two versions? Are they like on a floppy disk somewhere?
Yeah, exactly. They're in a it's a manuscript that I wrote by hand with my black big pen.
Well, listen, I think it's amazing. You know, we talk to a lot of authors, not all of them we know like we know you, but I know that that is a labor of love, and probably from beginning to end, there were stops and starts, and you've done other versions. And so really, mazel tov to you for doing that. And another opportunity for those that are part of Femme City to have, you know, another resource for them. So we've got just a couple minutes left. It would not be a podcast if we didn't talk Tiger King.
We're gonna end
that. So Tiger King came into my life a little more than a week ago through a friend who sent me a link and said, have you seen this or watched this? And of course I was like, no, because, you know, when I go on Netflix, I do things like, oh, I'm gonna rewatch the entire 7 seasons of West Wing.
Right.
Okay. You know,
right,
not any new content. So I'm like, all right, it's only 44 minutes. Let me watch the first episodes. That was like Saturday afternoon last week. And I went through the first 5.5 episodes. And I was Instagramming with you. And I'm like, hey, do you know this? You're like, do I know this? So how did it come to you?
It came to me because I think Coco was the one that was like, oh my God.
Of course, Coco.
Yeah. And she wanted to be here, by the way. But I told her, she was like, oh my gosh, is it live? Can I watch it? Can I listen? Like, when's it coming out? So she sent that to me, and I watched it with my two older ones. The younger one wasn't interested in it. And we started, first we started watching and I was like, oh my, we have got to, like, this is like, let's just binge this and nibble on snacks throughout the entire thing. It is, it's like Making of a Murderer, but with more glamour, if that's what you want to call it.
Wow. I do consider mullets glamorous. So
glamorous.
So I finished it that Sunday and I had talked to you and you're like, let me know as soon as you're done, because I'm going to send you all of these memes I've been collecting.
I've been hoarding them for you.
So I tell you, I'm like, all right, I'm done. And while you're busy at 10 a.m. on Sunday, I'm finishing episode like 6 and 7. Very, right, very next to godliness.
And by the way, you reciprocated. You had your own little hoarding of Tiger King memes also, because you threw them right back.
People would send them to me and I'm like, I don't know what this means. but I'll hold on to
Carol,
it because at some point I'm going to be, and at some point I'm going to be out of anything interesting. So then the pieces started falling together, and then I'm talking to people and they're like, oh yeah, we did that already. I'm like, what? How is it that that I am like so slow on this? I can only
imagine.
Well, let me tell you, President Bartlett's running for re-election at this point.
Again.
But I got to tell you, I guess my takeaways were in two different buckets. I think the bigger one was America is as diverse as you would dream it up and imagine it to be, whether that's persons, personalities, relationships. And the second one is my personal favorite. It's kind of a la Billy Corbin. There's always a Florida connection, right?
Always a Florida man.
Always something happening. Maybe this wasn't in Miami, but a Florida connection. And my head scratcher of that was just like, this is for real. I don't know much about the big tiger, big game scenario types of things. The whole alligator thing scared me to death.
Yeah.
The open your mailbox and snakes fall out. That's like a nightmare I actually have.
I think also for me, a nightmare was I didn't realize you could wear an entire wardrobe of leopard printed items.
Oh, sure.
Hats, scarves, shirts, underwear. I mean, the gift shop underwear, that entire setup was just... and it's probably the number one seller. I think he said that. It was their number one seller.
It was the number one seller. And not to be a spoiler alert, but I think his response to the producer that, oh, he didn't wear them because he didn't wear underwear.
Ew.
Yeah. So there are definite ooh moments, but there are also moments where I was very jealous. I have to be honest with you, where I'm like, I don't understand. Like I'm a reasonably successful professional and I'm not finding, maybe I have to move to Oklahoma. Maybe that's the story, is that I'm just not living in the right part of the country. I don't know.
No. But yeah. And there's
I don't have enough hair for a mullet.
Well, there are wigs. You can do hair transplants.
We have a strong...
There are solutions for everything.
We have a strong wig game. I have this green one, which you've seen.
I've seen
which
that.
I will
love
periodically...
That.
I will wear during calls just to entertain. It's
Is
really
that a St. Patty's thing? You bought the green wig out for St. Patty's?
So originally I bought this, and then pretty much everything for the chamber really ceased on St. Patrick's Day because that was our last women's lunch, because at that point the announcement had come out no more than 10 people. And so that was really it for us. And I think there will be several positive takeaways. You know, one is what we're doing here is that Zoom will be a platform that we probably use longer term, maybe for when we do updates about what's going on in various industries where people just want an update, if you will. Or, you know, bigger picture, we're going to start a book club. One of our board members came to us and said, hey, I want to do this virtually. I've always wanted to do it. And I'm like, well, now's the time because people are craving content. I almost do 10 or 11 Zoom calls a day to fill the day. The day goes like that, but fill the day. And I'm listening in sometimes on conversations where I'm like, is that really relevant to me? It was maybe a conversation on immigration effects. I listened to one yesterday that was on, you know, how the LGBTQ community is being affected. And that was put on by Out Leadership. But I think, you know, we're so blessed with folks like yourselves, resources we have within the chamber and in the greater community to really kind of fill some of that space. Because otherwise, I think we'd be spending all the time eating, which when I've been home at 5:30 every night for now, 20 days? And that hasn't been, I haven't had 20 days in 14 years where I'm home like that. Like not even the holidays, because you're out, you know, being, you know, festive.
Social. Right.
So, you know, that's part of the issue with Winston. Like you're here. Well, maybe I can get an extra bowl of food. And then I'm in the kitchen and I'm like, I have all these groceries and I'm like, well, let's see what's on, you know, for pickup. So I went to like our little Greek deli that's like down the street and I called my neighbor and I said, you should order because I know she likes it. And then we'll get there around the same time. We'll be socially distant, but then we'll drive home and we'll eat dinner together. And that's what we did last night. We had the same takeout and we had dinner together with our Greek food. And I have to say her order was way better than mine.
That's so great. But look how, I mean, that's beautiful. Maybe you would have never even done that. You know what I mean? Like, now we have the ability to.
And our schedules never align because she works for the University of Miami. And as you might imagine, she's got a busy schedule evenings, you know, with students, but they're feeling very, I can just, you know, say for her, you know, they're missing the students terribly because, you know, usually when you come back from spring break, it's, you know, all the major milestones, especially for, you know, seniors, the graduation, cap and gown, you know.
Oh my gosh.
And they're not getting to do all that. I think there's a generation here that's going to miss some of those. So I asked her, I said, you know, what is the plan? And she said, we'll probably make the December graduation, which is usually really small, very big. And then anybody that wants to come back can be part of it. So we're also finding how people can improvise. I saw on the Today Show this morning, a guy ran a marathon in his backyard. He ran 26 miles.
That's the first thing that's on my mind.
Yeah. I was like, no, we're not doing that.
You sure
that's
now what we can come up with. That's crazy. So,
well, I think that's the era we're in is, you know, creativity, et cetera, et cetera. So,
yeah.
Listen, I adore you. We're right here at the edge of our time. I'd love for you, just any, you know, parting word of wisdom for me, for our listeners, for the women in our community.
Yeah, just, I guess my last piece of advice is to not use this time to give up. You know, use this time to really think out of the box. Think about a question that I always ask our members when they're looking to pivot to an online or a very scalable business is think about how you can take your talent, your service, or your product and serve over 1 million people. When you ask yourself that question, it actually starts making your mind think differently and it starts propelling you into thinking out of the box so you can start serving and keeping up that momentum. So you may not be making $1 million right now. I don't think any of us are like, oh my gosh, I'm going to make $1 million. But stepping into that place, keeping active, keeping your brand in mind with others. So create content, you know, share value, share what you do to help others, and they will stay connected to you. So that when this is all over, you've created a really strong clientele base. You've actually pivoted yourself in a bigger way. You can leverage this time really to be one of strength, but you've got to step forward into those scary spots. And you have great resources like Mark and the Chamber and all these other resources around the world that are doing free tips and content and resources so that you can utilize this time to benefit yourself in the future.
Well, I think that's the perfect note to end on. And I will tell you that next Thursday, the 9th, we're actually doing a webinar on that. That's really about how to put your brand front and center, leverage it, scale it during this time, because you have maybe some extra time on your hand to really look at your business. We're always so busy working in it that the working on it piece usually suffers. And I think right now, to your point, your excellent point, which is use that time wisely. And we'll keep collaborating. So thank you, Violet. Love you dearly.
Thank you, Mark. Love you too. Thank you.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in today for our fourth episode of TroBiz. We'll be back with you in a week or so. And everybody stay healthy, stay positive, and stay together.